The Day War Came by Nicola Davies, illustrated by Rebecca Cobb. The day war came, there were flowers on the windowsill, and my father sang my baby brother back to sleep. My mother made my breakfast, kissed my nose, and walked with me to school. That morning, I learned about volcanoes. I sang a song about how tadpoles turned at last into frogs. I drew a picture of a bird. Then, just after lunch, war came. At first, just like a splattering of hail, a voice of thunder, then all smoke and fire and noise that I didn't understand. It came across the playground. It came into my teacher's face. It brought the roof down and turned my town to rubble. I can't say the words that tell you about the blackened hole that had been my home. All I can say is this. War took everything. War took everyone. I was ragged, bloody, all alone. I ran, walked over fields and roads and mountains in the cold and mud and rain. Rode on the back of trucks, in buses. Went on a boat that leaked and almost sank, then up a beach where shoes lay empty in the sand. I ran until I couldn't run, until I reached a row of huts and found a corner with a dirty blanket and a door that rattled in the wind. But war had followed me. It was underneath my skin, behind my eyes, and in my dreams. It had taken possession of my heart. I walked and walked to try to drive war out of myself, to try and find a place it hadn't reached. But war was in the way that doors shut when I came down the street. It was in the way that people didn't smile and turned away. I came to a school. I looked in through the window. They were learning all about volcanoes and singing and drawing birds. I went inside. My footsteps echoed in the hall. I pushed the door and faces turned toward me, but the teacher didn't smile. She said, "There is no room for you, you see. There is no chair for you to sit on. You have to go away." And then I understood that war had gotten here too. I turned around and went back to the hut, the corner, and the blanket, and crawled inside. It seemed that war had taken all the world and all the people in it. The door banged. I thought it was the wind, but a child's voice spoke. "I brought you this," he said, "so you can come to school." It was a chair for me to sit on and learn about volcanoes and sing and draw birds and drive the war out of my heart. He smiled and said, "My friends have brought theirs too, so all the children here can come to school." Out of every hut, a child came, and we walked together on a road lined with chairs, pushing back the war with every step. This audio recording was done by Sandra in 8T.